From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Police in Charlotte, North Carolina have decided to release body camera and dash camera footage from the fatal shooting of a black man by police earlier this week. Charlotte Police Chief Kerr Putney said Saturday that the footage is being released because it would not negatively impact the North Carolina State Bureau of Investigation's inquiry. Community activists have been for days calling on Putney to release the video of the shooting of 43-year-old Keith Lamont Scott. Putney said Saturday he wanted to be thorough, not quick.
We're 4 days after the incident. We're talking about two independent investigations, and they take time. I'm gonna insist we do it right, not fast.
Chief Putney says the video shows that Scott absolutely had a handgun when he was fatally shot by police on Tuesday. An amateur video shot by Scott's wife and released Friday has officers repeatedly telling Scott to drop the gun before he is killed. After years in the making, the Smithsonian's National Museum of African American History and Culture officially opened to the public in Washington Saturday. President Obama told the thousands gathered that African American history is as central to America's story as accounts of the founding fathers.
It is in this embrace of truth, as best as we can know it, in the celebration of the entire American experience, where real patriotism lies.
Others at the ceremony included former President George W. Bush, who signed the bill authorizing the museum's construction, and Congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis of Georgia, who called it a dream come true. This is VOA News.